Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Look around the office. Chances are there's one kind of coworker you see a lot less of, executive assistants. The number of secretarial and office support jobs has dropped dramatically in the past 20 years. In their place, many workers are finding jobs that are more physically demanding and pay less.
They were so busy doing more executive expense reports and playing kind of like with their calendars all day because they're supporting more executives than they used to, that they don't have time to learn those little preferences of their bosses or really bond with them.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Feinsig. She'll explain why a job that used to offer a promising career path has been disappearing, and she'll discuss the skills that are needed for the jobs that have cropped up in its place. That's next. For decades, the executive assistant was part of the circulatory system of the office. It's often a highly sought-after job, one that offers security and an attractive salary. But things have changed. More often, offices are being run without these workers. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Feinsig is on the line with us to discuss. So, Rachel, executive assistants were at one time plentiful in the workplace.
Yeah, we've seen more than a million of these jobs fade away since 2000. It's been widespread across the country, across industries, kind of in little drips and drabs, quietly.
What's been the main cause of the pullback on the jobs?
I would say technology and automation. I mean, it's both changed the things that there are for assistants to do. You know, there's no like big file boxes to be lugged from storage, fewer landlines to be picked up. But there's also this sense that I got during my reporting that executives, they're able to do some of this stuff themselves. They'd rather do some of this stuff themselves. They can book their own flights with the click of a button. So I think those changing attitudes are also contributing.
Who's most impacted by the job losses we've seen since 2000?
I talked to a lot of women in their 50s and 60s who were having trouble finding work. The data also shows that the number of women with college degrees, the number of people with college degrees, it just happens to be a very heavily female workforce. The number of people with college degrees in this profession has risen substantially since 2000. So those are kind of the big demographic changes we're seeing.
And for some who left or lost executive assistant jobs, they experienced a sort of culture shock when they moved to another company.
I mean, so much of this is about how work is changing. So, you know, these women would go to a new office and they would be open offices without private offices. And there wouldn't be as many physical papers and filing cabinets and there wouldn't be landlines. And they were kind of a little bit lost.
And you mentioned that the people that the executive assistants once worked for could do a lot of the work on their own, but that around-the-clock support system is not there anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I heard from people. You know, at EY, I was told that kind of that personal support was fading away, that it was more of just, this is your business support, and these are the hours that they work, and it's not 24/7 anymore. And I think for some older leaders, that is a shift.
Now, Rachel, how did the U.S. division of the accounting firm EY, Ernst & Young, transform the executive assistant role?
They moved to more of a remote model. So they ended up shedding some of their kind of more traditional executive assistants who are in the offices, usually sitting close to their bosses, through attrition and also through a buyout package. And then they started ramping up staffing of these remote assistants who are in five low-cost cities in the U.S.
And for many former executive assistants, even outside of Ernst & Young, they told you about not only a culture change and being in a different company, but there's a different kind of fabric to the job in the sense that it was difficult to really develop close relationships with the people that they worked for.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to assistants who said they just didn't have the time to bond like that anymore. They were so busy doing more executive expense reports and playing kind of like with their calendars all day because they're supporting more executives than they used to, that they don't have time to learn those little preferences of their bosses or really bond with them.
What have you found out that many of the executive assistants who lost their jobs are doing nowadays?
Some of them have been funneled into lower paying, you know, parts of the economy, ride sharing, Trader Joe's, just kind of general retail. I heard this from the folks that I talked to, the assistants that I talked to, as well as economists, that this is kind of the trend. This is where the labor market funnels these people.
So, Rachel, how do the job losses among executive assistants, how does that parallel what's going on in the manufacturing industry?
It's interesting because it's actually been basically as significant in terms of the erosion there, but we don't really hear about it as much. When it comes to manufacturing, politicians are all over it. When a plant closes, it's kind of big news. But I think because this has been so spread out and so kind of subtle, like a few women here, a few assistants there, it's just been less noticeable. But when you look at the data, it's actually very comparable in terms of how many jobs have been lost and how this is transforming.
You mentioned that automation is largely to blame for the loss of the executive assistant role in many offices. And when you look into the future, it seems like a lot of these jobs are not coming back.
I think that's true. I mean, I also heard from an economist that like they're not going to completely go away like tomorrow. I think the Bureau of Labor Statistics projects about a 20% drop in through 2028. So I think there are still some things for them to do, but it's going to be different, maybe more intensive tasks. It's just going to be different kind of work.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Feinzig joining us. Rachel, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.